Walking through sample applications is a great way to learn new languages and frameworks. In this article, I share a Mutual Fund Explorer sample application that illustrates standard coding practices and solutions to common problems when building applications with the Lightning Component Framework. It's not necessary to be familiar with the financial services industry to use this application. At a high level, a mutual fund is a product, and the Mutual Fund Explorer works like a typical product explorer. The list of coding practices illustrated in this application includes caching data with storable actions, caching data with a custom cache, creating a drop-down box from picklist values, creating a drop-down box from a list of records, event bubbling, using application events, using component events, using a third-party JavaScript library, using bound versus unbound expressions, building admin-friendly components. Watch the video to see the Mutual Fund Explorer in action. Installation instructions. Step 1, install the application. Sign up for a free developer edition. Prepare your developer edition for Lightning component development, enable my domain and deploy to users. Click this link to install the Mutual Fund Explorer application using an unmanaged package. Step 2, import data. Import sectors. Save sectors.csv on your local file system. In setup, type data import in the quick find box and click data import wizard. Click launch wizard. Click the custom objects tab, click sectors and click add new records. Drag sectors.csv to the upload area. Click next, next, and start import. Import funds. Save funds.csv on your local file system. In setup, type data import in the quick find box and click data import wizard. Click launch wizard. Click the custom objects tab, click funds, and click add new records. For which sector field in your file specifies the master/detail relationship? Select external ID. Drag funds.csv to the upload area. Click next, next, and start import. The import process is queued. It can take a few minutes for the process to complete. Take a look at the Data Management Trailhead module if you want to learn more about importing and exporting data. Step 3, explore the application. In Salesforce, click the App Launcher button, upper left corner, and select the Dream Invest application. Click the Fund Explorer tab, and familiarize yourself with the application. Code highlights. Caching data with storable actions. Storable actions make it easy to implement client-side data caching, which is one of the most impactful things you can do to improve the performance of your Lightning components. Check out the Fund Tile List component. A storable action is used to retrieve funds from the server and cache the response at the client side. Read this blog post for more information. Caching data with a custom cache. In addition to storable actions, you can also build your own custom cache solution. For example, for data that never or rarely changes, you can build a custom cache that retrieves the data from the server once, caches the response, and never goes back to the server. Check out the Data Cache Static Resource, File Greater Than Open Greater Than Static Resource Greater Than Data Cache in the Developer Console, for an example. And then check out the Sector Selector and Asset Class Selector components to see how it's used to cache the list of sectors and asset classes. Read the Modularizing Code in Lightning Components blog post for more details, and for different strategies to implement a custom cache. Creating a drop-down box from picklist values. Creating a drop-down box from picklist values is a common requirement. Take a look at the Asset Class Selector component for an example. The Asset Class Selector also uses the custom cache solution described previously to ensure that picklist values are only retrieved once from the server. Creating a drop-down box from a list of records. Creating a drop-down box from a list of records is also a common requirement. Take a look at the Sector Selector component for an example. Like Asset Class Selector, Sector Selector uses the custom cache solution described previously to ensure that the list of sectors is only retrieved once from the server. Event bubbling. When working with lists, letting events bubble and registering a single event listener on a parent element instead of a separate event listener on every list item can significantly reduce the number of event listeners in your application, which can have a positive impact on performance. Check out the fun tile list component and see how a single and mouse move event listener is registered on the list element, all, instead of a separate listener on every list item, li, inside the fun tile component. Using application events. Application events are used for coarse-grained application-level communication, such as communication between components added to pages in App Builder. For example, in the Mutual Fund Explorer. The Fund Filter component fires the Fund Filter Change event to notify other components that the search parameters, search key, sector, asset class, have changed. The percent return range component fires the range change event to notify other components that a range has changed. The range slider component has a design attribute exposed in App Builder that lets you name the range so the listening component knows which range has changed. In the Mutual Fund Explorer page, the percent return range component is used 3 times to select a range for the following values: year-to-date return, 1-year return, and 5-year return. Using component events. Component events are used for finer grain child-to-parent communication. For example, in the Mutual Fund Explorer. The Paginator component fires the Page Next and Page Previous events to notify its parent, fund tile list, that the user requested the next or previous page. The Search Bar, Sector Selector, and Asset Class Selector components fire the OnChange event to notify their parent, fund filter, that their value has changed. Using ORA method. To implement parent-to-child communication, you can either use data binding, bind an attribute of the child to an attribute of the parent and track value changes in the child. Call a method, exposed with ORA method in the child component. Check out the Fund Info pop-up component for an example of using ORA method. The Show pop-up method provides an API to show a pop-up for a specific fund at specific X and Y coordinates on the screen. Show pop-up is called by the Fund Tile List component in the onMouseMoveController function, skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The hide pop-up method provides an API to hide the pop-up. Using a third-party JavaScript library, the Mutual Fund Explorer uses the NoUI slider library to display a double slider. NoUI slider is lightweight and doesn't have dependencies, in particular, no jQuery dependency. Check out the percent return range component to see how it's used. Using bound versus unbound expressions. In the Mutual Fund Explorer sample application, components created inside ORA iteration use unbound expressions to avoid the proliferation of event listeners. Check out Fund Tile List and Fund Tile for an example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Building admin-friendly components. When possible, make your components configurable using design attributes. Design attributes are exposed in App Builder and make your components more reusable by enabling admins to configure them for specific situations. For example, in the Mutual Fund Explorer page, the percent return range component is used 3 times, configured differently each time to filter the list using different criteria: the year-to-date return, the 1-year return, and the 5-year return of the fund. Summary. The Mutual Fund Explorer sample application includes several coding techniques that are useful when building Lightning components. Install it in your own org and find out how it's built. Resources. Lightning Components Best Practices, Caching Data with Storable Actions. Locker Service and Lightning Container Component, Securely Using Third-Party Libraries in Lightning Components. Modularizing Code in Lightning Components. New version of Dreamhouse packed with new Lightning features.